Out the wazoo.
Hey, ain't no like a good night.
Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. Is this the thing you're putting your bitches on? Is it my fault?
Yo, you didn't let me do the board D.
You didn't do the board D.
Should I thank you, note you little hoe?
No, well, this episode 168.
It is. Good. That's very good on you for knowing what number it is.
Of course.
Because it's not written down anywhere.
Is
and we
it
know
disrespectful to have this big water?
If
do
you
that.
If you slurp, don't do it.
Ah.
Okay, that sounded like a turd hitting the toilet
bowl. He didn't drink it at all.
Thirsty.
He didn't drink it at all before while we were sitting here. And as soon as record gets hit.
At the beginning of the episode.
He drinks it.
Because I'm so thirsty. I'm healthy though, right? It's a lot of water.
Hey, if you're healthy, you drink water. Hey, it's episode 168 of Out the Wazoo. Your boy, main co-host, Mr. Marinara. Always saucy, right?
Bury yourself, please.
Mr. Hot Guy. Mr.
He's going to give us the worst names in the
Mr.
fucking world.
Mr. 11 out of 10 on that fucking oven, huh? Mr. Stew.
My oven doesn't go to 10.
Mr. Stewed Tomatoes, right? Okay. And then to my right, we got the bull. That's it. And then to my other right, we got the other bull.
That's
Let's
it.
Get into it.
That's
yeah.
all that you could come up with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all we can get into.
You have to be respectful.
I gotta be respectful.
You gotta be respectful.
Well, that was respectful.
That was almost borderline disrespectful.
How is the bull not respectful?
You gave us 3 seconds.
It means the friend, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my bull.
It's like you're the bull.
Right.
The bull.
Right.
All right, but it wasn't the Aki way, so.
Nobody knows what Aki Way means in this room besides
like,
you, dude.
Saying,
you don't even know what Aki Way means.
If you went to a bodega and said...
Whoever went to a bodega in this room. Exactly.
In New York? Okay, we actually did go to a bodega
in
New
York.
We got a
chopped cheese from a fucking bodega, and I got a mango Arizona.
We did.
Oh, we did.
Slurp that
You were there, too. That's
yeah,
right.
I was there.
Yeah, we were crying
That's
laughing.
Right.
Yeah, 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 because...
I couldn't remember
bodega. We were. It was right before Yams Day, and we were talking about how I thought the concert was going to be outside.
You literally thought the concert was in 10-degree weather in February. It was...
Well,
hilarious.
It was actually January.
Okay, might have been February.
January 17th.
This was
February
Yams Day 2019?
Yeah. No, it was 2020. It was right before...
2019.
Right before Brick Squad dropped
COVID-19.
It was
COVID-19. Right before Brick Squad, yeah. It was January 2020.
Yeah, and you literally thought it was outside, and we were dying laughing.
Do you want to bet another $20 if it was 2020
I really
or 2019?
Don't care. If you need the money that bad, I'll bet you.
I'm just saying...
I know the answer to this one.
I think there's a bet.
Because in 2019, we also saw ASAP Rocky on his testing tour.
Yes.
2020 would have been Yams Day.
But I think we were leading into COVID almost.
Yeah, 2020 was leading
from
into COVID.
From COVID, yeah. We had no idea, right? It was just a couple of...
we're like, hey, why is that guy dead in the
Just a couple of
there?
Chinese people across the ocean were getting a little sick, but we weren't really sure where it was coming
but
from.
But regardless, the only thing all of us bought from the bodega was a chopped cheese.
So, he was like, do you want a 10-ounce ribeye?
I didn't even look at the menu.
I went up to the guy and I said, hey,
our
let
specials
me get a
today
chopped
are...
cheese the fucking Aki way. And he said, sure. Don't forget the bev. And that means beverage. But you guys are from New York, so you wouldn't understand that.
You're from New York because the way you have a hat on, right?
Right.
Because
it's Carhartt.
It's Carhartt. Well, I say
and everyone
Barhart.
From New York.
And he's got half a Nike fit on.
And under this is a Nike Tech, so you definitely know him with it, right?
Right. Ice Spice better watch out.
Yeah, Ice Spice likes a Nike Tech.
A munch.
Yeah, the munch. And sometimes
she did say she likes men who have less than $10,000 in their bank account. So
that would be
she
me.
Really likes
yeah.
that.
That fits. Yeah,
she really likes that.
Yeah, she said that.
She also likes dudes with living at their parents' house. Hey, maybe you should
not
hit
me.
Her up.
Hey, not me.
I believe the under 10K thing. I don't believe the no the living at the parents'.
But
thing.
You gotta ask for the Aki way.
Okay.
And don't forget the fucking bed.
Nobody asks for pussy the Aki way.
Hey, Ice. If Ice Spice said.
I hate her name
Ice
so
Spike.
Much.
That's because you're
you
a fucking
thought I was
munch,
feeling you?
Bro. You're
Ice
a fucking
Spice.
Munch.
Okay.
Her dude, SpongeBob track goes hard.
Bro.
Her SpongeBob
Fat
track
Pat.
Goes hard.
I mean, what are we doing? SpongeBob does go hard, but I just don't like the name.
She's just selling the image,
Ice
bro.
Spice. Bar car.
She's selling that
trip,
image.
Trip flip. What image? She looks like SpongeBob's house. With that big SpongeBob fucking house orange look fro. Like,
bro. Bikini Bottom's about to get
you're about to get Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
My bitch looked like Squidward's house.
Did you see her peeing on that fan?
No.
On the stage?
No.
Dog, it was on Reddit. I think it was on my hip hop heads page. Or maybe it was Public Freakout. And a dude was laying on his back and she pissed on him.
Are you sure that was her?
Had the ramen noodle hair. You will fucking munch. Was pissing on him. And it was a hearty fucking stream.
Damn.
But I'm not talking about it was like a delicate stream.
Spice.
She opened the floodgates on
non-alcoholic drink. What do you think she drinks?
Natty a Negroni. Ice.
A what?
A Negroni.
Negroni. Okay.
With Prosecco in it.
Okay.
What do I think she drinks?
Yeah,
non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic.
Backwoods.
Seriously, what do I think
flavored
she drinks?
Water.
I think she drinks powdered iced tea.
I think she drinks like a can that people spit their tobacco in, and then they drink that.
You think that?
I think she drinks that.
I think she does that little bend over.
Is that backwoods
move that she does? No, and then she catches. Her
oh,
own
I thought.
Piss.
I thought. People I said. I thought. I said what I you described. Or I thought. Yeah, I said.
No, that's dip spit.
Well, yeah, I think that's what she does.
She was a. If she's holding a drink 24/7, it's definitely like the Arizona, but the green tea one, like the one with the neck on it. Not
it's
the
iced tea. But she made it from home and brought it.
No, she definitely, she's like real ghetto, right? So she drinks like the Wawa iced tea. Like
you think the half, the one gallon?
The half gallon.
The half gallon?
Yeah.
The raspberry?
Dude, she's our generation's Tupac.
I know, but like I went to school with people like her.
You went to school with Ice Spice?
I went to school with people like her.
Did you hit?
I ain't hit that.
Okay.
Not with a 10-inch pole, baby.
Really?
A 10-inch pole. What the fuck am I talking about?
That's pretty close.
That's actually really close.
That's arm's length, baby.
Proximally.
That's 10 feet. Yeah.
That's arm's length for you, baby, motherfucker.
Hey, self-aware slam over there.
Good Lord. All
this
right.
Bull self-deprecating.
What's Ice Spice's favorite cereal?
Dude, definitely
ICOs.
Fruity Pebbles.
You thought I was filling them? It's Captain Crunch.
Stupid.
Crunch with the accent.
Bruh.
He said Captain Crunch. So fucking dumb.
What's her? Wait, now I know what she drinks.
Okay.
You thought I was filling you? It's Hawaiian Punch.
Oh boy!
What's with the accent, though?
That's how she
not
sounds.
Not an accent. That's just how she sounds. That's how she sounds to me. Oh fuck!
Damn,
me.
That's funny.
Captain Crunch.
She's gotta be like okay. So is she, she's definitely a one-hit wonder, right?
No, she has the SpongeBob beat.
The ding 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 ding. Dude, the producers did her so bad
so
on that
dirty.
Song.
I don't think that. I think that they did her real good. I think that she picked that.
They're all sturdy and in the music. What the fuck, man?
She got kids gritty to SpongeBob's theme.
But I'm saying, okay, she's definitely a one-hit wonder, man.
Why? Just because you can only hit once?
Yes.
And wonder why you didn't hit again?
Yes. I'm saying, like, the one song, though, like, it's fire, but, like, how many times do you think she's going to have to play that song everywhere she goes?
It's what she's known for.
Right. Like designer.
How many times is Armani White going to have to play Billie Eilish?
It's a true thing. I mean, it's pretty cringy to see Ice Spice on these videos where they're just like, Ice Spice, what are you doing? And she's just like, they thought I was feeling ill. Munch. Like, she has to say
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? That's, like, the stuff I've been encountering, and it's, like...
And it's not genuine.
How...
She just has... It's like the Bart Simpson thing, like, say the line.
Yeah.
Say the line. Yep. And she has to say munch.
Yeah.
Everybody who talks to her, every interviewer, like, Gillian Wallow from $1 Million Worth of Game had to interview her, and they're like, which one of us is the munch? Like, that's the questions that she gets asked, you know? Yeah.
She created a tagline.
A phenomenon.
A tagline. Like, everybody's... Not everybody. It's like becoming a word now. People are like referring to other people as a munch. It's not like it was just like, oh, that's stupid.
It's like, it's like, you know, when Cap came up.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember
people never started saying. I mean,
I didn't think like, I didn't invest heavily enough in Ratchet, Cap, you know, Facts.
That got me good.
Which one?
Bet.
Bet.
Bet took yeah. over. I feel like we adopted
Bet pretty quickly.
Bet and Ard took it.
But we made Ard.
I heard that down when I was playing college ball down in.
Like art.
You played college ball?
For a semester, yeah. Fall ball. One of the kids down there was like, he said Ard. I said, what the fuck does that mean? It's all right. And I was like, why don't you say all right then? It's Ard. I said, then what does Bet mean? He said, Bet also means okay. They're the same thing. Bet and Ard are the fucking.
Yeah.
Like when you say Ard, Bet, you're pretty much saying okay.
No, but like Ard is more like okay, like you're neutral. Bet is like you're on board with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bet means for show.
Yeah.
Bet means bet on.
Bet, like.
I like how.
Bet.
I like how lingo has lingo in the definition.
Right.
Like, bet means for show. And for show definitely means you're lit.
Right. And the Aki way means.
You can't forget
you're definitely getting a Bev.
You can't forget the Bev.
Right. I've never heard anybody ask me for a Bev.
Yeah, no.
You're not from New York, bro.
You're right. I keep forgetting I'm not from New York.
Now,
I keep forgetting.
Do you say pop when you want a cola?
No, when am I from Minnesota?
Well, you're not from Minnesota. So right. Why would you say that?
Because deep down.
Unless you were from Minnesota.
I'm a New Yorker because I'm fucking it dying.
Okay, so when have you ever been. To New York and asked for a Bev.
At the bodega.
No, you did not.
That's not
dude.
The answer to
you
a
did
when
not.
Question. He said when and he said at the bodega. Here's the real question. When's the last time you were in New York, right?
Yesterday.
Right. So that was the same as me. So really, we're
no,
all
you were just in New York.
Not city, though.
I did. We never said city in this whole 20 minutes we were talking.
So you're telling me I should be saying I went to Corning, New York.
Yeah, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to the Finger Lakes in New York.
Hey, the Bronx.
I went to Lake Seneca Wine Trail. Forget about it. Hey, let me get a Pinot Gris and a fucking cracker. You know, is that how I should be talking?
Yeah.
Hey.
Right. Imagine. Should definitely be talking like as if you were. Where you were from, where you just visited.
Like, the whole state is stereotyped as the one thing in that state that's stereotypical.
Right, so yes. You said you went to Alabama. You strictly have to pretend you were just in Mobile, Alabama.
Right. Incest.
You weren't in Tuscaloosa, yeah.
A
couple teeth missing.
Gumbo.
Jambalaya.
Yeah. All that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from Florida,
you got like seven.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Only right. Disney World.
You're wearing Disney ears.
Yeah, just in fucking Kissimmee
in Key West,
and you're Puerto Rican, and you do coke.
Those are things about Florida.
Racist,
right?
Not racist.
Oh, racist.
Right, tunka tunka, motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying. There's a lot racist. Of Puerto Ricans there. I'm just saying, you know, the majority of Florida are Puerto Ricans. Not saying it's a bad thing.
I don't think you're right about that. I think the majority of Florida is Disney World.
Miami might be Cubano, but I don't think it's fucking Puerto Rican.
Cubano.
Okay, well, whatever. Same thing, right?
No. That's racist.
Okay. Thank you.
He's got the... You're really on top of the racist thing.
Cut it out.
Oh, boy.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm fired up too.
I'm fired up for a different reason. I was listening to a podcast before you guys came over.
Dissect?
No.
Thank God. No one hear about that bullshit.
Okay.
He had Mike Rowe on.
Whack.
Who's that?
Dude, the Dirty Jobs
dude, don't hate on Mike Rowe, dude.
Oh, Dirty Jobs.
Yeah, we're talking about Dirty Jobs, guys.
I don't fucking know his name, okay? I just know him as the Dirty Jobs guy.
That's not true.
Dude, you just said
SpongeBob
Mike...
SquarePants isn't the under-the-sea sponge.
Okay, but I know SpongeBob, dude. I don't care about...
It's Dirty Jobs with...
Hey.
Mike Rowe.
Hey, never cared about his name.
That's so weird to me. It's like, it's not Dirty Jobs with Shaquille O'Neal. Like, yeah. There's a name after the name of the show.
I thought it was just Dirty Jobs.
His name is Dirty Jobs. First name,
a show
Dirty.
Doesn't have to have last the guy's name. It doesn't have to be like starring Steve Jobs.
It's Steve Jobs' brother. Dirty Jobs.
I'm just saying, never gave a fuck about the guy's name. He just showed me some type of dirty job he was doing, right? Slumming through pig shit or like...
Hanging out with your mother.
Right. Yeah, that's the dirtiest.
Trying to help invent new products for Apple. You know, Dirty just never had it in him like Steve did.
Okay, a fleshlight with a USB connector on.
Okay. So Theo Vaughn was on a podcast with this Rob Lowe guy.
Otherwise.
Yo, dude. Mike.
Now, I know who Rob Lowe is, right?
You're Rob Slow, bro.
I just watched sorry, another segue. I just watched a hockey movie with Rob Lowe, Keanu Reeves. it had Tom Hanks in it.
Forrest?
Keanu Reeves. It had Rob Lowe.
John Wick on ice, bro.
Something, dude. He was in like a hockey.
Took my dog.
It was Keanu Reeves is real young, Tom dude. Hanks real old movie. Forrest real Gump. Old movie. It was a hockey movie.
Mighty Ducks?
No, dude. Fucking not Mighty Ducks.
Nobody knows
they
this movie,
They were in Canada.
Ryan.
Miracle.
This guy like went to Canada to play on this team.
Oh, they went to Canada to play hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm going to check you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mike Lowe.
Okay.
Mike Lowe. Rob Lowe's brother.
Okay.
Steve Jobs' cousin. Was on Theo Vaughn's podcast.
Okay, all right.
And he got me real fired up about Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
About just
Jobs in general.
Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
It changed my whole attitude for my day, bro. If you listen to this podcast, you're going to leave it thinking like...
Young Blood.
Okay. Edit. Okay.
That's the name of the podcast?
No, the movie.
That was the name of the movie. But he also doesn't think I might be right, so... But yeah, with Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves...
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Patrick Swayze was like...
No Tom Hanks.
This is an old movie. Yeah, how do you get Tom Hanks out of that?
There was a scene where they're at like dinner at like a bar, and one of this guy who looks like Tom Hanks takes his dentures out and puts it in a bitch's Bloody Mary.
Right, but it was 1986, so Tom Hanks would have been the same age as these guys, probably.
I said it looked like him. Okay, sorry. Only Theo mistake Vaughn. Of the night.
He doesn't know anyone's name. So
only
that's
mistake
okay.
of the night.
No, the only point I'm just trying to say, this is on my mind right now because I'm fired up about, he's talking about how we're like sending all of our jobs and all of our production overseas and how everybody in America, something like 7 million, he says 7 million people don't have a job right now and aren't looking for a job right now.
Right.
Like they're just chilling.
Now
they're just hanging out.
Let me shoot a statistic for you. Is it because 7 million people are on OnlyFans and it's not technically a job? Are these the people who aren't doing anything? Are they?
Yeah, that's too many people on OnlyFans.
Are they 7 million? Are they hustling on their own, like under the table, cash?
Anywhere between what you just said. So it's people who probably do OnlyFans. It's people who. Are still
it's not even
cashing
OnlyFans,
out unemployment and don't want a fucking job. It's still people who are able to get side money and skate
OnlyFans by. Is still the workforce. Like
okay,
OnlyFans is still the because they're still getting taxes taken out. It's still income. Okay. You still got a W-2 coming from OnlyFans.
Okay.
It's 7 million people unemployed. 7 million, all of them ain't looking like unemployment.
Oh, I missed the unemployed part. I'm
sorry. Unemployment is good enough,
right?
And it's got me all fired up, too, because he's talking about how, you know, we don't have the same, we're not fired up.
We're not driven. Right.
About work.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to do hard work anymore. And he got me, start talking, he got me all like, you know what, I'm going to become an underwater welder.
You don't want that.
So, but 350K a year.
Yeah, and then you die in five.
Eh, not really. None of them good at it. If I'm good
at
it.
They all eventually die of poisoning cancer, all that stuff.
But it's under the water.
Right. And then you weld.
Welding.
Your welding fumes or all that poison gets trapped in the air bubbles that get sucked up into your tank.
Damn, like a
the
fart.
Guy knows.
It's like a
you
fart
breathe
box.
It in. You get cancer.
Have you ever known anybody to do it?
Welders on the job talk about guys that they have known have gone off to do it. Or
and then never come back.
Body at the bottom of the sea.
Maybe you're not guaranteed to die, but you're also not eligible to work it for your whole life either. Guys don't underwater weld for 30 years and retire. They do it for like 5 to 10.
You get a bid.
And then they get a desk job or they fucking move on to do something else.
Well, yeah, you make enough money in a couple of years. Why not? I'd leave too.
I think a lot of people are just unemployed and they don't want to find a job because there's so much content out there right now telling them like, yeah, don't fucking settle for a desk job.
Nobody wants anything hard.
I made 70K in 4 months. Here's how.
Nobody. Oh, yeah. I hate those fucking ads on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me clue you in on. He's always holding the phone.
Hey, I'm 22 years old.
Hey, let me clue you in on something.
He's got like the three market, Lamborghinis.
The market's crashing, huh? Between you and me, right? Oh, like you didn't say this to everybody else.
I'm 22 years old, and I'm a financial advisor because I cashed out 30 grand in 2.5 months. It's like, go fuck yourself.
This is how I turned 10 grand into a million in 30 days. Go ahead and click that motherfucking link, you know?
Subscribe.
And then they don't manage to tell you how that $1 million have also been cashed out between people who they owe money to, taxes, and then they're like, oh, well, now I'm left with 10 grand.
These get-rich-quick schemes are more popular than ever.
Well, yeah, because the internet. People can just fool you.
Because in a world where you can be your own boss, it's tantalizing to want to make that fucking money.
How are these dudes, like, just, are they just criminals? Like, are they just advertising this get-rich-quick scheme? And they're like, join me. I'll teach you.
There's no rules on what you can post on the internet.
No,
I mean, there
not,
are, there are, there, no, there are some.
They're
rules.
Making money.
There's some rules, right? And that's like with, like, you know, child porn, whatever, like really illegal stuff. Other than that, free reign.
Rules on all the real bummer shit.
Yeah, right? You can, well, I won't agree with that. I'm not going to agree with that.
No, the rules are on the bummer shit.
Why is that bummer shit?
Child pornography is a bummer. Do you not think it's a bummer?
Okay, see, the way saying it
The way you're saying it
was,
is
it was
that,
almost sound like it was a bummer to not be able to get involved.
Like,
in it.
Like you're saying that there's laws.
Like,
on,
you're upset
like,
you don't get the fuck stuff.
I'm not saying that.
That's what it sounded like at first.
That's Aki. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying child porn is a bummer.
Good.
Are we on the same page?
No. I think, okay, so I think, no, it's...
Tell him what he's... Because he cleared the air, so now he's fine. But you're trying to bury.
It's just it's. I don't think it's the right. I don't think it's the right word to use.
It's definitely not.
So you're telling me you don't think child porn is a bummer?
Now he flipped it on you.
No, you're
gaslighting
it's bad.
Right now.
It's
bro.
Bad, bro. It's
Jake, you're
bad,
fucking gaslighting.
But it's not a bummer that it's.
I'm
bad.
Underwater welding right now, baby.
All I'm saying is. Okay, and I put the S at every word because I'm Italian, right?
Right.
Is that all these rules are, I mean, there are no rules, right, on the internet. You can just post some random shit. It doesn't have to have any sort of backbone to it, right? Like you have no backbone. And it can just be posted, and people will take it like, oh, it's 100% real. Sure, I'll click this link and make $10,000. Let me just... You know?
How many dummies are there?
A lot. More dummies now than 20 years ago.
You think?
Yeah, there's...
Absolutely.
I think there's way more dummies back then.
I mean, I've been asked to get involved in like pyramid schemes before, and it's always like a guy you haven't seen since high school.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? It's like, I haven't talked to you in 7 years.
Right.
Why are you automatically... Or why are you randomly talking to me now? But now there's so many ways that these pyramid schemes are just disguised as... Not seeming like pyramid schemes, and you realize like, oh, this guy made $1 million because he did it for this guy, but he didn't explain that, and now I'm stuck with a product, and now I got to do the same thing.
The chances
are. So there's
are,
so many more of them now, and there's so much language that just like hides it all, and it's like people get wrapped up in that shit too, big time. There's still people I know to this day that are wrapped up in fucking pyramid schemes. I'm like, how do you fall for that?
Because you invest your own money. Mm-hmm. They ask you to buy the product
and they're so
to
aggressive.
Sell it. And you buy this piece of shit product, and then you realize it's your responsibility to sell this piece of shit product. Nobody wants it. Everyone thinks you're a fucking scam artist. I met with one of these guys before in college, and he literally drew on a piece of paper the formation of the company. He's like, there's a guy up here, right? And he's got two guys beneath him. And each of them guys got two guys beneath them, right? And all the money flows up, and then it flows down. And my buddy Roger took the piece of paper, took a marker, and literally drew the pyramid around what he was drawing. And was like, this is a pyramid scheme. And the guy's like, but it's not a pyramid scheme, though.
There was
a
couple years ago, it was through my Discover card. I'm an active payer on my card, get my score pretty good. And there was a redeemable thing on there. And it was a vacation in Orlando. But that's all it fucking said was you have so, because my Discover has points on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not like, I'm not talking about cash back. I mean, the points.
You,
like,
you gather points.
Right. And I've never
every
fucking
purchase,
used them.
Right.
I still haven't used them to this day. And I clicked on it. I was like, but it also was like, seems a little too good to be true. I'm going to click on it. Clicked on it. And then this guy called me like an hour later. And then he was like, Orlando vacation here, blah, blah, blah. Now, that Saturday, from Thursday to Sunday, that Saturday, just come to this conference room. A couple hours, a little bit of time. But he starts explaining it. And like,
oh, man.
And I'm like, I don't want this anymore. No, thank you. No, you. He's like, he's trying to get me back on the fence. Like, yeah, the best part yet. I was like, no. I knew this was too good to be true. This is a pyramid scheme, or you're trying to get me into a timeshare.
Right.
And I don't want that. The advertisement I saw looked promising at first, but also looked sketchy, but I thought, why not?
Uh-huh.
And then, little did I know, well, now that I know, it's a fucking timeshare / pyramid scheme. I was like, I don't want to be involved in this. Because if I'm going to go on vacation, I definitely ain't sitting in no fucking conference. That's for goddamn sure.
I think, okay, like, no. I'll say that, yes, there were stupid people back then. There are still a lot of stupid people now, but I think now there are just easier ways to exploit those stupid people.
Yes.
Like the spam and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I wasn't in the pyramid scheme, but I remember in middle school, I was with my buddy Tony, and he was like, yo, you got to come with me. We're going to go up to like fucking somewhere up in PA. I'm going to meet a couple of these guys, and we're going to start selling like this energy drink.
That sounds real homoerotic,
right? So I went to this random dude's house, and this house was fucking beautiful, like a mansion. And we go into this guy's basement. We're all like, I don't know, 12, 13. And then there's like four or five like college guys. They look like fucking football players. And they start playing like dubstep, and they're like, you guys want to make money? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, all you got to do is sell this product. And we're like, yeah. And I'm thinking, like, he like FaceTimed somebody, and he was like, the CEO of the company. He was like, look, I understand this is like real weird, but you know, like, this is not a pyramid scheme. I'm like, pyramid scheme.
Who
right?
said it out?
And he was, you know, he was just telling us, you know, if we, you know, buy like $500 worth of the product, you know, and you sell it at a higher price, you make the profit. And if you get people to join, then we give you a bonus. So we're thinking, okay, I just need the $500, buy this product, sell it, and boom, I'm rich, bitch.
Because mm-hmm.
they're like, I got BMWs, I got a Lamborghini with these points I was accruing. And I'm thinking, like, I didn't really know, because I know that that same day when I went back to my house, I asked my parents. I was like, Mom, Dad, I need some money to sell this product. And my dad immediately was like, pyramid scheme. And I was like, I did hear that word, but I don't think it's that.
He said it wasn't a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you tell him it wasn't?
I told him. And he obviously didn't believe me. And this was like, over, you know, whatever. And actually, my buddy Tony went through with this offer for like a few years.
And where is he now?
Still, you know, just in the fucking back of the bodega, chopping up cheeses with Lucy's.
He's still got a closet right? full of fucking Verve energy or something.
It was Verve. Yes, it was Verve. I couldn't think of the name.
Verve and the other one that they always did?
I don't know.
Verve was big in middle and high school.
Verve. Venom.
I never heard of
that's
Venom.
That's what it was. How did you remember that?
Because I knew kids who were in it. I knew kids who used Verve. To go to the meetings in people's basements and stand on a fucking shoebox and play dubstep music and hype up these like young
It's like the normal life too.
It's odd, man. It's so weird. But they were just like kids that I went to school with.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did Verve, and then the one in the big one now is Arbonne.
Arbonne, yeah.
They get girls with that one, dude.
Yeah,
girls
it's get, all like it's
girls
all like
got
it's like it's like material products.
It was like the Herbalife in like early high school.
Herbalife, Mary Kay.
Like, hey, you could just drink this product, and you don't have to fucking work out. It's like bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
You do have to work out. I'm drinking this Herbalife, and I just like
wasn't it like
feel
a
like shit?
Wasn't it like a laxative?
You were
just
You were just shitting your.
It was
fat
a replacement
out.
Meal, pretty much. It was a replacement meal, pretty much, but you still have to fucking work out for it to fully work. So the people were just relying on Herbalife.
Good times.
And
you
just
know?
Getting sick to their stomach because they were so like malnourished.
My belly hurts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just blowing up that fucking toilet, dude.
Do a squat and see if it comes out the back.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yeah.
That shit's funny.
Shit's crazy. We all almost got caught by one.
You want to talk about some rap news?
How about we talk about the biggest news?
Okay.
R.I.P. Tate, dude.
Yeah.
I thought we covered this last episode.
Rest in peace, Tate.
Oh, no, it happened the day after we did our podcast.
Dude, this post is like Takeoff had 20,000 people at his memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking wild.
No, it's not wild. It's not wild. I thought there maybe would have been more.
Really?
20K is a lot, dude. That's like a stadium.
That's a basketball game.
Dude, you know how many contacts they have? Dude, they've been in the game for at least a decade.
Their phone is going off.
He was our age.
Okay, picture this, right? Imagine when Drake dies. Okay?
Can't wait.
How many people...
His loss.
...are going to be at his funeral?
A million.
20K? Or more? I mean, if there's less than 20K...
Drake's a solid stadium back.
If there's less than 20K, that's kind of an insult to Drake.
It's not 20K. It's a stadium tour for Drake. If he's dead...
You think he's going to be made into like a tour museum?
It's a Michael Jackson-esque type of funeral.
They're going to bring his casket to different stadiums. He's going to sell out MetLife.
What if they just shoot his casket
Lincoln
in
Financial,
space?
And in a Tesla.
What a Time to Be Alive. All his like banger albums.
So just, all the aliens
just on
can
repeat,
hear it.
They're like... 21.
Just play Tootsie Slide, right?
All the aliens are like this.
Left foot slide.
They got their fucking headbands on, their fucking slippers on. They just like.
They pull up, they're like, we have been studying your culture for years. And they all just have hearts cut in their hair.
Oh, dude. To not get off that RIP takeoff for sure, man.
It's crazy. Because that dude was
on Takeoff.
In the game for like a fucking decade or more. And he was 28.
That's when Migos got big.
Wild.
Versace.
Fucking our age, dude. You don't even think. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of stuff you take for granted because you don't realize it. And then you're like, oh shit, he was. I mean,
outrage.
There's so many things like you would think, like Migos, they probably should have had more security. But I feel like when you're at that level, I think there's moments where you're like, you know, I don't want anybody with me. I just want to hang with my boys. They were doing some scandalous shit.
They were playing dice.
Yeah.
That's just a game. That's like if we was outside playing hopscotch.
Yeah, with guns. Okay, but when you play dice, you're betting money. You're not betting money on hopscotch.
Not how you're playing it.
You're right. I've never played hopscotch with money. I ain't a real one.
It is messed up that you do think about these guys like they're A-list celebrities with security at all times because you see people like Drake. He's got like a convoy everywhere he goes.
Of course he's got a
You think
convoy.
About the Migos, like I guess the Migos are three people. So whatever you think they're worth, cut that in three. And each one of them gets that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, I mean, DJ Academics, you know, the dude, he has his own podcast. He was the one that was beefing with the Migos.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't even roll anywhere without security anymore.
Did you watch that? I watched the podcast where he said that.
With
Schultz.
Yeah, Flagrant.
Yeah, that was good. It was a good podcast.
But yeah, he said he doesn't roll anywhere. He used to take, like, he would take his homies all the time. Like, this is for y'all. Have fun. Then he was like, I can't do this anymore because now I'm getting high level. And if they start fucking up, it's not, oh, DJ Academic's boys fucked up. It's DJ Academic fucked up, and now I'm in the news, and now people are on me. So I just roll over with security now.
Hmm.
They said, you know, Takeoff invented that, like, he was the one who started that Migos triplet flow.
Oh, really?
Like, that's Takeoff.
Oh.
Quavo and Offset, the Migos formed from that, from his style. Because that's where he started getting, like, a lot of traction with that style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the earliest song?
Bad and Bougie. Bad and Bougie was a real early song.
That's like 2016.
That's Culture One.
First one I can remember is Fight Night.
But I don't even think
Fight Night's pretty
one of them. One of them wasn't even on that song, Bad and Bougie.
Takeoff wasn't.
Takeoff was not.
No.
But that was one song.
Because that was the DJ Academics thing. He's like, what were you upset about not being on Bad and Bougie? He's like, who said I was on Bad and Bougie? You weren't on Bad and Bougie. I wasn't. And then Joe Budden got up and said, man, fuck this interview. And then they all started arguing.
What? Over who was on Bad and Bougie? Why can't they just be like, no, I definitely was.
Because I remember when Unk and Few came out, right, with Hotel Lobby. Yeah. They were like, this is payback for when they didn't have Takeoff on Bad and Bougie.
What? Really?
Somebody
payback
said that because,
who?
Because this Offset? Is when, I guess, I don't know, because this is when like they started going like their own way and there was like something going on.
We still don't really know what happened there, do
I don't
we?
Know. But it's under the, you know.
It's going to come out. You saw them fucking at the memorial?
I'm just waiting for Takeoff to be on Corn Cob TV.
Do you see? No. We're not going to get him on an episode of Cough and Flop.
I mean, that would put the ratings up sky
high.
They
canceled Corn Cob TV. They said it's not real TV. They said that.
What were you going to say?
They told me at a dinner.
Did you see the video of the memorial?
No. I saw clips of it, but I saw what Quavo and Offset had to say for Takeoff.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Dude, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fucking cool.
Yeah, very sad.
And like, it makes me wonder if like that we might never. Obviously, we're never going to hear the Migos ever again.
Right.
But I don't even know if we hear from Quavo and Offset.
Offset is putting his album on hold due to the recent.
We might get that, but I don't think
it was supposed to release soon. Like around this time, maybe in a month or so, because obviously he's not going to know that his buddy's going to pass away, and now he's putting it on hold due to the.
And there was another.
He might be on it as well.
There was another famous rapper that just passed away recently, like a couple months ago. I think it was PNB.
Yeah, PNB got shot. Rob, yeah,
got stabbed.
He got stabbed. Sorry. And there was a rapper that currently like quit, like he was like, I'm out, I'm done.
Probably whoever was on that label.
It was Designer.
It was Designer. It was Designer who said, I'm no longer making music. I'm not going to associate myself.
He freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that live that he did?
Yeah, he was on Instagram Live.
He freaked out, bro. He was crying. And then them fucking trolls in the comments always come out, and they're like, he's just doing this for clout.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a grown man is like fucking bawling on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Pulling his hair out.
But that's crazy because you would think like, he would have someone to talk to about it, but I guess he didn't. I think that's why he went on Instagram Live, I guess, to like talk to people.
Yeah, I mean, when you're kind of big and famous, you might think that person, just like you think that Migos' role was security, you might think that Designer lives in a house with like a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, like he just has a big house, and it's probably most of the time just him.
Yeah.
Big echoey house. Just, and then pen. Just coming from the fucking dark hallways of his mansion.
We also got Nas.
Well, let's just, before we move on, just
I'm sorry.
RIP Tate.
Yeah, RIP
Tate. Let's have a moment of silence. Mama.
Papa was a Rolling Stone, mama.
I don't know the words.
Just wait on it.
I was going to say, do you remember that interview we did with Charlamagne?
Club.
Oh, like, so good.
He's like, when's your album coming on? And he just answered with an ad lib. He goes, just wait on it.
Just wait on it. Mama.
We got
that was Charlamagne.
He did it with The Breakfast Club. Did a whole interview of ad libs, bro. Come on. That's next level shit.
Yeah, that is next level.
Is he king of, I just want to talk a little bit more about it. Migos, let's talk about the good things about Takeoff.
Migos might be the kings of ad libs.
Who of the Migos you think is the best?
I always liked Takeoff. And you can quote me on this within the recent episodes.
I'm with you.
I know Takeoff was my favorite. Not because I know, you know, disrespect here, but I couldn't ever differentiate between the three.
It was tough for a
but
while.
But I think I like especially towards Culture 3, Takeoff 3 was like noticeably doing it for
Takeoff
me.
Takeoff 3.
Culture 3. I'm thinking on Culture 3, Takeoff was doing
What's
it.
Interesting about him is that you can tell now who's who by the ad-libs.
Yeah.
Depending on what the ad-libs are. And Quavo has ones that are way different than Takeoff. That is way different than Offset.
Now, they get me sometimes because on the Quality Control album,
damn,
they have a song. It's called Interlude. It's with Lil Yachty. And it says Takeoff, but it astoundingly sounds like Quavo.
Yeah.
But Takeoff makes ad-libs, which might be just his part of the song with the ad-libs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Quavo doesn't. But, yeah, they always do get me. I mean, when I was... I told this some, like 3 episodes ago. I was like going like 2014. I was like walking through the mall and I walked by the Foot Action and Migos had an Adidas deal. And I was like, wait, there's fucking 3 of them? I thought Migos was just a guy.
Yeah.
I thought
Fight Night was literally Rick Ross and somebody else doing the song.
And he just had a
for a while
longest
you
verse
told
ever.
Me, no, that shit, my phone swings on the phone everywhere. I ain't got no printing resume. Take off. Talking crazy, I put it on the leg. I'm being a Nate dog. I had to regulate.
Just thought Migos had the longest verse of all
pretty
time.
Pretty much, yeah.
This guy's rapping like for three different verses.
When I was whenever saying like take off, I thought that was part of the song, like taking off.
But let's also commemorate the fact that we bought Rap Snacks and we tried to bring it up too.
What did we have? We had like DaBaby's sour cream and
onion. No, they're all Migos related.
Oh, they were. That's
yeah,
right.
All Migos.
We had Dabba Ranch.
Yeah,
Dabba Ranch.
We had Hot Honey or something.
Everything with a Dabba Ranch. It was like Hot Honey with a Dabba Ranch.
We had four. We had four different ones.
And they all four were stale.
Dabba Ranch
with
Dabba Ranch.
They were stale as fuck, bro. They sent us some stale ass chips.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos fucked me on that one.
It was what it was, bro. It was a good bit. Yeah, I'm going to miss him. I mean, genuinely, I'm going to miss Takeoff. I just went back and started listening to his album from before, whatever. I forget the name of it
now. Takeoff. Never said about
Takeoff
no
had
bitch.
A separate album?
Yeah, he had an album. It's him. It's a drawing of him riding a fucking rocket ship in through space or whatever. Mm. And there's some songs in there that are absolutely
fire.
And you just listen to Takeoff as an individual artist and you realize like, oh man, like these guys can kind of stand alone. Like they don't need to all three be in a song. Like we were so blessed that Migos was that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like that might be.
It almost
again,
did them
like,
an injustice to keep releasing trio music.
Best hip hop trio of all time. Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
Name another one. Who's another trio?
Black Tribe.
Tribe.
Tribe was a trio.
Tribe was a trio?
At first they were.
Black Eyed Peas was before Fergie
came in. BC Boys.
I think
BC Boys.
I think generational thing.
It is
for sure. Though. You're right. You can't compare them. But just the quality with which they dropped.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're talking from Versace in like 2010, Fight Night, 2010 maybe. And then they just put out Culture 3. We were
walk
all just
it
like,
in my
straightening, straightening.
Walk it in my pocket.
Okay. We got straightening. We got.
You can't even do it. You can't do it. I know what you're going to do. There's too many.
We got Picasso. You remember Picasso?
No, because there's a billion Migos songs that are good.
Bad and Bougie is their best
Avalanche.
One.
Avalanche.
Now, this is a good question. What's the best Migos song that if they tell you to put it on and you want to win the aux, what are you playing?
Bad and Bougie kind of wins the crowd over.
No.
It wins the crowd over.
Oh, it'll win the crowd over for sure.
I don't think so.
Bet.
I think Hotel Lobby. And I know that one of them is not
hop
in
hop off the 16 passenger. Did you find the shit that I'm challenging?
I'm telling
so
you.
So good.
I think that one changed the kink.
I mean, I like Versace. I think
Versace's good.
The remix with Drake on it, it might be one of the hottest
but
songs
but that
of
shouldn't
all time.
Count because it's got a remix on it.
All right, then Slippery.
Slippery's good.
Slippery is real good. What about
Leave Me, excuse
the one with Gucci
me.
Man.
What's the one where
Ric
it goes
Flair Drip? Doom.
No, that's
yeah,
just that's just
Ric Flair Drip. Ric Flair Drip.
That's just Offset. That's his own song off his own
Are
album.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Metro Boomin wants some out.
It's the album with the Rottweiler on the
front
of it.
Barking.
It's just an Offset.
Oh, that's a Metro Boomin song. Yeah. That's Metro Boomin featuring Migos.
No, it's not Migos. It's just an Offset song.
I think it's just Offset.
It's off an Offset album, yes.
No, that's not Offset's album. That's Metro Boomin's album.
Look it up.
That's Without Warning. That's the name of the album.
Okay.
21 Savage is on there. Rap Save Me. One of the best 21 songs of all time.
Mm.
Don't play me with this, bro. If that's an Offset album,
yeah,
I'll do
Offset
a backflip.
Yeah, it's Offset Metro Boomin. I'm sorry. It has,
there
a,
you go.
Has the Rottweiler on the front of it.
Double
but
slam,
it's just Offset.
But it's just Offset.
Both ways. But sure. That is a good song, but it's not Migos.
Okay.
T-shirt's good.
Huh?
T-shirt.
I can't think of T-shirt.
Mama told me not to sell work.
It's all you had to do. It's so recognizable.
Mama.
It's funny, too, because like people say they sound repetitive, but God damn it, if they just... you can't just get a snippet of a Migos song and be like, oh, that's fucking Vaccine.
I
Chinatown, dude.
I can't remember Chinatown. I can't remember Chinatown.
I would, but the part I have is too many N-words for me to say.
Listen, to get the blank out too much.
I can't say.
Listen to too much Culture 3 and 2.
I think Culture 3, I knew was like a phenomenal album. And I didn't listen to any of Takeoff's recent shit by himself. But yeah, I knew Culture 3 was a banger from the get-go. Because I remember, what's it, when Floyd Mayweather fought... who's that little fucking YouTube guy?
Logan
Paul. The Migos flew from wherever they were at. They just did a show. They flew to the fight, and then they played Scraightening. And all three of them were holding each other's arms, like, linked up, and they were like, Scraightening, 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 we gone. We good. And that was like that was the intro song for Floyd Mayweather coming out. And I was like, this is incredible.
Did they turn around and he was in their backpack?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Patrick in that one video episode of SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, dude. RIP take.
Mm-hmm.
I had to regulate. RIP take.
Mm-hmm.
Will be sorely missed.
Yeah.
Do you have any more things you want to talk about real quick
Nas
before we
is
listen
dropping
to Tox?
King's Disease 3.
It's already out, bro.
It's already out.
Okay, good. We're good there.
Fucking so good.
Also wild that Nick Cannon says he pays over like $3 million a month in child support.
He's going to be wilding out until he's 70, baby.
He's still collecting them drum roll checks, though. Yeah. Drum line checks.
DJ D-Rec.
Drop a beat.
Write that check.
Cut the beat.
Cut the check.
Cut the beat up.
Cut the cord. That's him at the delivery room.
Right.
DJ D-Rec.
Yeah, he has like 10 kids, cord. Bro.
What's the...
They're not all with Mariah.
What's the
either?
One song on King's Disease 3 that just... When the beat, like, I don't know if it like drops or if it switches.
It's the one I sent you?
Michael and Quincy is, yeah. I think, the one you sent me. I was listening to the album and... I wasn't really feeling it like as much as I'd like to because Michael and Quincy kind of went stupid. I was in the car and like without realizing what song it was, my shoulders just started moving on their own. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this.
You got
right?
something cooking.
And I'm driving, but my left foot, you know, tapping, right? Tapping on that bitch. And I'm moving and I look to the screen and I see it's Michael and Quincy. And I'm like, I think Jake sent me this song. And because we have a Spotify Apple Music disconnect, I didn't hear the clip of the song that you wanted me to hear. So the song that you sent me, it was like the first like 10 seconds of the song. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. This song is okay. Listen to it in the car, full song. Volume up, 28. I never put it at 30 because it hits my eardrums way too hard. But 28, though, fucking just hit me.
You've got to listen in the car.
I think so.
Yeah, any new music, if you didn't feel it in your earbuds, you got to listen in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different thing.
Fire. And then I listened to the rest of the album, and it was fire.
Yeah, I think you got to listen to this one, Alex.
Okay.
Because you fucked with King's Disease 1.
Love them all.
And 2.
I'm at a rink with a mullein mink in the middle of the summer.
Nas is
strawberry
now.
Strawberry jam.
Nas has
strawberry butter.
The power of the Infinity Stones. Like, this man
with
is
raspberry
40.
Butter.
How many King's Disease is
in the middle of the summer?
That's the last one. It's got to be. If he does a fourth one, trash.
Unless.
Trash. Fall from grace. He's no longer the king.
Did you guys hear that? Who is it? I saved it. It's Travis Scott and somebody else is going to be on this album coming up, dropping the 2nd in December.
Keep it.
And it's called Heroes and Villains.
Metro Boomin's album.
Metro Boomin's album. But come on, like we already got Angels versus Demons.
Heroes and Villains is better than Angels Protected
by
Demons.
It is, but it's like the same thing.
My demons aren't protected by angels.
My
stupid.
People.
What is it?
It's booming. He had to push it back like a month or something because he couldn't get the
samples cleared.
Yeah.
Got any TikToks for us?
Yeah, let's watch some TikToks. Let's watch some TikToks. I got a few here.
We normally save that for the other latter half of the episode.
Nah, but we got some shit that we want to pay attention to.
Okay.
Wow, this shit is slow. I got a shit ton of these here. You can listen to this.
Damn. You be burping on the cast, dude? That's number one rule.
That's my bad.
That's number one rule, dude.
I am sorry about that. This is Eliminate HQ. Yeah,
he's just taking the sound of the door and making it into a beat.
Yeah. So I'm just going to break it down for the people just so that everyone knows what's happening. If you're listening, this guy watched this viral video of a door squeaking. He took that sound, flipped it, added a fart noise, and a bunch of other sounds.
He took it to the bodega, got a bev.
And now he's doing this the hockey way.
Guy looks like he's 62, you know?
Okay. It's time to get the hardest insane clown posse a cappella that we can find. When I'm clowning, I get silly, like something lace my Philly. What is that? Oh, that's dude, that's f***ing sick. God damn it. Why is that cool?
This dude is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that he's just doing it so casually. I love it. I mean, that he's doing it so casually.
It's not so casually, though.
But look
the
at
the video.
Just right, sitting right, there.
But you're looking just at the video of what's edited in.
But I bet you he did this on stream. Like, a lot of these dudes go stream.
Yeah, but imagine that stream is probably like 6 hours.
It is, dude. It's long.
6 hours,
but it's fun to sit there if you like the personality. And he seems like he's got a good personality.
You got nothing to do for 6 hours.
Not even. That's good to have on in the background and just hear a guy just like kind of
Dude, you would hear that door squeaking maybe 1,000 times, and that would be stuck in your head.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. It reminds me of the Kenny Beats beat battles.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to watch them.
Yeah,
send
and
them
everybody would get this beat, and then they would have to like flip it
some
a certain
trash
way.
Sample.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's ever done that.
Probably, dude.
Eliminate
absolutely
HQ.
He'd win.
I mean, yeah, he'd be pretty darn up there. A lot of their beats are more like jazzy. Like,
also, what the fuck's up with that door?
I remember seeing this video, and when they first sent it, it was like the funny part was that it sounded like that. It sounded like the Joker.
It sounds like a creepy horror. Like, imagine hearing that, like, where you're in like a dark.
That's.
And it's just like you look behind you and something's like.
That's like from a video game. That's from a video game or something. That's.
I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know.
We're not up on the screen.
We are.
We are?
Yeah, it's just I'm in a different tab.
Ew.
Don't worry, boy. I got the
He's from New York.
I got this shit on
You don't understand technology.
Some of that Drake one.
Let's watch this Drake one right here. It might actually be a Drake song. I don't know. Yeah, I can't play this.
Damn it.
Sorry. It's funny, though. Let's
it's from
watch.
Her loss.
There's a bunch of 21 Savage shit on here.
Yeah.
Let's watch this 21 Savage's golf swing.
Trash.
Honestly, not bad.
How come we can't hear it? This is happening again. You don't think it's a bad swing?
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it might, but you don't know the result.
Moved his feet.
It is not easy to swing a golf club.
PGA Tour posted that on TikTok.
But he's used to playing with sticks, though, right?
I was just playing with sticks.
Yeah.
That's
I turned it up for a bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's used to playing with sticks, but he can't handle a golf club.
Damn, there's just certain videos that just, you know, don't be with the shits.
They just
That's
don't
all.
Be with the shits. I hope this one is. This is someone listening to Baby Keem. It reminds me of how we listen
ding,
to Baby
ding,
Keem.
Puro pinche Baby Keem y la mamada!
This is me every time. Is that not
it
how
is,
you get it
much.
When that comes on?
There was another video. I'm sure it was recycled through TikTok, but it was a video, and it was just a guy who is playing the Baby Keem song in the back, and he's like, I'm convinced that this song was created by the Illuminati to get everybody and just fucking dance, because there's no way this song slaps this hard, and
it
doesn't just hit something in your brain that just gets everybody going.
The challenge, I still have a challenge out there to anybody who can tell me a harder song.
Trademark USA.
I don't think so.
I don't think Trademark USA hits the same as them.
Vent
them
goes
horns.
Hard too.
Vent goes hard. But that, I mean, that is something magical.
Yeah, but even
Range
no, okay.
Brothers tickles my fancy more than Family Ties does.
I'm
okay with you saying that, and you are able to have your own opinion. But Range Brothers tickles no fancy for me.
I think Nightcrawlers
by Travis Scott.
By Travis Scott, Sway Lee, whoever the fuck else was on that.
Well, doesn't
that
matter.
That song is hard.
You're wrong.
That song though.
There's a lot of songs that go crazy stupid.
Smoke your mic, dude.
Even I mean, it's not even nearly as hard, but even off of Her Loss, some of these songs off Her Loss. Bro, Major Distribution.
Treacherous Twins.
Fucking rapping to your homeboy. Oh, all right, let's watch a video of Glorilla. All
right.
You know Glorilla is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The FNF chick. She just got signed to CMG Music Group. Mm-hmm. This is her rapping a Dr. Seuss book.
Fire.
Baby llama, yeah. Llama,
woo! Glorilla, let's go.
Llama, llama, red pajama, Reese's story, Reese's mama, mama keeps the baby hair. Mama, llama, go never downstairs. Llama, llama, red pajama, feels alone without his mama. Baby llama wants a drink. Mama's at the kitchen sink. Llama, llama, red pajama, call down to his llama. Mama, mama said she'll be up soon. Baby llama, he's the son. Llama, llama, red pajama, waiting for his mama. Mama isn't coming yet. Baby llama,
stop fret.
Llama, llama, red pajamas, whistle, stop
the
voice. Mama, mama, mama,
hit
the phone.
Like
baby llama, stop.
That's not disrespectful at all.
What
dude.
Do you mean? How was that disrespectful?
Hey,
doing this
new rapper come in our in our studio and rap a fucking Dr. Seuss book,
bro. It's
your brand
fire.
He's on something.
You're
here.
Tripping.
He's on something.
I didn't
here.
Say it wasn't catchy, but I'm saying for a girl to be like, I got to get out there. Hey,
here
we know your new song's out and it's hot. But we want you to rap this goofy ass book.
Hey, have you ever heard of Mama Mama Red Pajama? That's like instead of her song, they asked her to do that.
No, dude, that's what gets like views. Just doing some crazy crap.
It definitely did.
Just some crazy crap, dude.
She's kind of nice with it. I haven't decided if I like her or not yet. I think
I
like
she's good.
Her personality. I don't love the music she's putting out, but I think it's gonna come.
Don't come.
Thought I was feeling you. I have a hunch.
Said the hunchback in Notre Dame.
Oh my God.
Let's watch a couple more. I got one of Drewski.
Thought I was hungry. I skipped lunch.
Just didn't
no,
hit the
you
same.
Didn't laugh. Come
just
on.
Didn't hit
Come
the
on.
Same, dog.
I was Come gonna, on, guys. I was, if you saved it for like the end of the podcast,
right.
You would have got me.
It's all about timing.
Okay,
the fact
okay.
that I was such a fresh one.
My crotch. You and my crotch, aren't you?
This is Drewski and crotch, Jack Harlow meeting the dog.
You can like you get us? Yeah. Sorry, we're life partners.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a video. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we love your dog, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good boy.
Sorry.
Jack
you
Harlow
you
dresses
you
like a
it's
loser,
okay.
dude.
It's okay, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Hey, you were down there in his face.
It's his fault. It's his fault.
Yeah, Drewski is actually too funny, dude.
He's the closest guy to being too funny.
He.
You ever watch his Could Have Been Records videos where he just sits there and just grills motherfuckers for like being trash at something?
No.
Mm-mm. I think I have a clip of it.
But
say
he
what you
was
were
on,
say.
He was on that Caleb show with Mamitas.
Yeah, dude. And he's nuts.
What's the show called?
Sunday Conversations. Mm. Yeah, he's nuts. Like,
listen here, you fat fuck.
This Whoa. One right here.
Why don't you walk a mile?
Let's get some more female talent in here.
Yo.
I thought you was a female, man.
I am a fucking female. Stop playing me, Drewski.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
Are you a girl for real?
Turn it up one extra. I like to don't get your feelings hurt. Cause you know when I get high, I like to flirt. And you know when I get drunk, I take that ass to
Hey, cut that shit off. You sing like a bad bitch. Hey, I'll take your ass down for real though.
Hey man, listen.
Whoa. Hey man, listen, man. Hey.
I've also seen have you guys seen the Kevin Gates interview on Sunday Conversation?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that that interview was fucking hilarious.
And all they did was laugh the whole time. Just like
Kevin Gates was like, you know, my manager told me that this is going to be like a really serious interview, and I got to take everything that they asked me seriously.
And he goes, tell me about semen retention.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's all for one minute sit together and retain our semen.
Yeah.
He goes, okay. And they just take a second and like, wow, that felt great. You want to watch one more?
Yes.
Watch the West Side Gun SpongeBob. Boop, 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 boop.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey yo, who lives in a pineapple one gets to see SquarePants? Yellow one pours his feet. SquarePants. More the nonsense be something you wish. SquarePants. Drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
Is that now, Ice Spice's new song?
I think that I'm above the wave, right? Because I made a meme crossed with West Side Gun and SpongeBob. Like months ago, dude.
And with it was
Yeah.
You want to be a creator mask on. So bad.
He had the mask on, right? Patrick had the mask
Gucci
on.
Mask on. That's
and
right.
He had the Squidward toy, and he was like, doo 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 doo. Just saying.
So you think that maybe you invented all of these memes?
I'm just saying it probably stemmed from me. Yeah.
Right.
They saw the meme. They saw that our page, you know, had millions, but not billions, right? And they were like, okay, they're not getting too much view. We'll take that idea. We'll make it even bigger.
Baby mama, drama llama, stupid llama, came a llama.
When did I post that? I'm going to look at when I posted that.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
So that no one can wait and watch you do that. So we'll be right back. So Herloss dropped, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Swept out from under the
Probably.
Rug.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Pushed back a week.
Not slicked back.
Real piece of shit.
Right.
Pushed back a week after, what's his name, O.B. O'Brien or something? The 40, the producer, gets COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The executive producer gets COVID. So then they push back, they drop, and we get Herloss.
Now, it's our loss, right? Because we have this piece of crap to listen to.
Dude, I think it's fire.
Mm. I know what you're doing. It's real. It's real
shitty.
Bold move.
It's cunty.
It's a bold move of what you're trying to accomplish.
Like, I'm sorry, I keep sniffing.
You're gonna have to really commit because you got an uphill battle ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because I'm about it.
He just bothers me so much now.
What bothers you,
Drake?
How?
Don't know.
Then you can't be bothered if you don't know what's bothering you. Unless he's a serial killer.
Wanted to.
If I want to
be bothered about it, I'm bothered.
You absolutely can be bothered about it if you want to be bothered about it. But I'm going to go ahead and turn up Major Distribution and Rich Flex and On That BS and Treacherous Twins.
On That BS went hard.
With 3 a.m. on Glenwood.
Pussy Millions went hard.
With Trap,
but I'm saying
mind on
like
pussy and millions,
these
mind on
songs
pussy and millions,
without 21 in it can go fuck themselves.
All of these hoes,
all the just Drake songs can go kick rocks.
It's a Slaughter Gang CEO.
Dude, give me old Drake back.
Dong dong, come on! I mean, dude, this album is like chock full. They hit you full speed, chock full of. Of dope ass beats,
right.
Beats,
so
which is 21 versus Drake versus
a 21 Savage album, but
hey,
there is not a single song on this album without Drake, and there's a bunch of songs with just Drake. So it's a Drake album with a few 21 Savage.
There's a song where it's just 21.
Yeah, 3 a.m. on Glenwood. One freestyle.
There's like seven songs just Drake.
It's a valid point, but I don't think that makes it not a 21 Drake album. It's still Drake and 21 album. 21 is on the majority of this album.
Right.
Drake has the bars and Drake shines.
Dude, on That BS, do you really think he was calling out X for getting a hit out on him?
Okay, let's talk about this because Drake did a lot of dissing in this album.
He did.
He dissed a shit ton.
There's like 9 songs with a solid where you can pinpoint That's towards Soulja Boy.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan. That might be towards X. That's towards whoever.
Well, the X one was bad.
Yeah, the X one was bad.
That's been a thing in the stratosphere for a while now.
People already thought that.
People already thought
after he came out with Scorpion.
Yeah.
Remember X died.
Triple X. Never shoot below the neck. Triple
Disrespect.
X. Yeah, right. What was that song?
It was called Scorpion.
No, right? That was the album.
I got you.
But yeah, this has been a notion that he has
had something to do with his murder.
Right. Now, I don't remember what
I'm upset.
That's right.
I'm upset.
50,000 on my neck, right? That song. I don't remember what X said about him because it was all live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then X dies a couple weeks to a month later.
He dies the same day as the live that he posts where he's going to be and what he's doing.
Right.
So on that, X dies at I believe a car dealership, pulling off the lot with a bag with 50K in it.
And then he was waiting somewhere and someone just...
He went to pull out of the parking lot, was waiting for traffic to let up so he could turn out, and
I thought
sprayed.
He was on the street parked.
No, he was like half in the street, half in the lot.
Well, regardless, allegedly Drake put a hit out on
Sure.
him. And I think it's bold with all the rules and shit nowadays where you can trace somebody in their songs and hold them accountable, like Bobby Shmurda.
Right.
To be like, if you didn't, I can't remember the word for it. On that live,
he said, maybe I should do a 20. Maybe I should break the 20, do a 10. Maybe I should break the 10 and do a 5. Something, do another 5. If he held his tongue on that live, he'd be alive again.
Yeah.
So that seems like it's against X. But this thing where rappers are revealing themselves and their location on Instagram and then getting killed for it is now bigger than X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Pop Smoke, didn't he die kind of the same way?
Yeah, he did. People knew where he was at because he always goes.
Someone posted on live the address.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happened to PNB Rock.
Yeah.
PNB Rock's girlfriend.
How did Nipsey die?
Nipsey died out front of his own.
Nipsey
shop.
Was just back in his hood.
He was at his hood. He had a corner, right?
He never left his area. Mm. He stayed there.
He Crenshaw or something like that. He created he bought a strip mall basically. And in that strip mall, he built a record studio and a barber shop and a couple other things and tried to make like building black business right there. And when he was there, somebody knew he was going to be there, popped out, shot him, ran away. So like this is not that's a different story, but like the whole thing of rappers posting on Instagram live now and then getting killed because social media beef is killing more rappers now than real beef
It's fake beef.
It's the same thing as like guns versus fist fighting. Like, you know, they always say back in the day, like dudes would fist fight, you know, they wouldn't pull guns out right off the bat. Men were men, you know, we were in the streets duking it out. Today, you just pull a gun and shoot.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing where it's like the beef now is this like quick to pull the trigger, get the clout. I guess, is it clout at this point? I don't know.
It's not clout for the killer. It's clout because they just want to kill somebody famous.
And they make that, I don't know if that makes them feel better or if there's jealousy built into that. I mean, probably all these things,
I think people just like are fucking thugs and they will take an opportunity to kill anybody. Someone who lives
can't
that...
can't generalize them as thug, though.
No, maybe not. But like there are some people who just live that type of lifestyle and...
Thug life.
Right. A thug type of lifestyle. And they don't care if you're a rapper. They don't care if you're Oprah Winfrey.
Now, ain't ever pulling up on Oprah Winfrey and getting that bitch on traffic.
I'm just saying, if somebody knew her location, knew where she was going to be at a certain point...
Just go to Jeffrey Epstein's Island. That's all you had to know about that.
First of all, Oprah never be slipping like that.
They got an automatic.
Oprah would never slip like that.
They say it's on site.
Now, the other thing is, if you don't think Oprah's got shooters with her...
I know Oprah's got shooters, but are they good shooters?
Dude, he took her to the O.
Now, are her shooters also double agents?
What?
They're double
paid,
agents.
They're paid guns, man. They could be paid more guns.
Who's getting paid more than Oprah?
You don't know until they turn on
what a paid gun is. Whoever pays you more.
Dirty jobs might be paying them.
But what I'm saying is Oprah's paying these people money to guard her. But what she may not know is that somebody else may be paying these saying. Guys more.
That's what I'm saying, to flip the switch on.
But that's why Oprah's worth billions.
Right, because she's got her own guns, and she's not afraid to clap. She hired
her own background guns to be guns on her guns.
It's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. It's Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's got shooters, too, and if you don't think the two of them...
She got Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil.
Dr. Oz can give
Now fun. We need Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey in the next Fortnite
skin. And Dr. Aki.
Dr. Aki.
I'm being cunty. I do this all the time. It's not a bad album. I do
Bro
it all
had to walk
whoa.
It back.
Because I do it all Bro. The time. Because I always do it like, it's shitty.
He
took the
walk.
And then halfway through the thing, I'm like, I got to stop doing Poland. That. But I never stop fucking doing it because I do it every episode. It's like an impulse I can't control.
My question to you is, did you know that you were going to come into it, make the comment, but know you were going to come back around? Or did you just feel guilty
when
for
I
calling
put
it trash?
On, I was like, this is going to be fucking garbage. And then I liked it, and I was like, I still have to stick with my gun.
Wait, so do you like it or no?
I do like it. But I'm confessing, I'm saying I'm being cunty, because I do it almost every episode, and you're always like, I don't know. Don't do that.
I've given up on trying to change you.
Yeah, and then I'm like, it's an impulse thing. I have to do it.
You have to hate.
I just have
yeah,
to do
okay,
it.
You're a
okay.
negative Nancy.
Like, almost before I even do the review, I was like, trash.
Yeah.
And it would be like so good.
I mean, you did it when I was on the TikToks. I said, you guys want to watch another TikTok? He said, no.
Yeah, I just, and I really did.
I mean, you are a vibe killer.
Hey. Wow.
Can you admit that?
Are you starring in the next Star Wars movie?
Revenge of the Vibe?
No. Don't sell him out. What's the movie called?
It's called Revenge of the Vibe Killer.
You sold him out.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good. I got both my boys. Look, I fuck with both of you. If you can't come up with a fucking idea, I'm going to hit you with one.
That being said, I am not a fan of just solo Drake tracks on this album.
Mm.
But you're lying. Travis, the Pussy Millions goes hard.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Your Honor. Do you just hate Drake singing?
I don't know. I'm just annoyed by him.
I think you're just hating. I know where you're coming from. I think you're just hating Drake because of Drake. Because of who Drake is currently.
Because he's wearing a sweater with two long sleeves. Because he's a historical hooligan.
Thank you.
Because
that's what I was trying to think of instead of saying the twin song.
A heart cut out of his hair. And then next thing, he's got Jerry curls.
You
and then
also,
the next thing is going to be worse.
You also hated, honestly, Nevermind. But then when you actually listened to it.
Wasn't bad.
You said it was kind of fire.
But I still stick to my guns on Certified Lover Boy. That was fucking poop soup.
Knife Talk, though?
That's my song.
Bubbly?
That's one song.
But Bubbly, though.
It's not on that album.
That is
it's
a not? Young
hey,
Slimer.
Hey, Bubbly. Let me pop that bubble because it's not on that album. That's on Punk by Thugger.
Hey.
Whatever.
A.K.A. Rico
Are you
Case.
In the new Star Wars movie? The Vibe Killer 2?
Okay, I guess.
I don't, that does not I, deserve yeah. a high
He
yeah.
put his hand up. I
but
had
hey,
to,
I didn't
I had to
fish
do it
for
him.
Jake to save me. I came up with that. Because I'm from fucking New York.
I
and that was
up
the Aki
that.
Way to say something.
All right.
You're going to continue. This is the thing that's the problem with your statement right now, is that you're going to continue hating on any album that drops.
I can't help it.
It's your instinct.
I can't
It's
help
who
it.
You are.
Yeah.
Which is, it's okay to be that way, but you got to think.
It's like when the waitress is like, hey, how was your food? It was fucking fantastic. And she walks away, goddamn bitch.
Right. Some things just
can't
help stop
it.
Them. But my challenge to you is to next time these albums come out.
Don't.
You got to take a minute. You got to take a minute and absorb what is hitting you. Because I'm going to be real with you. I'd do it too. When Kendrick dropped Mr. Morale, I listened to Mr. Morale and I was like, what is this? Like, N95 played and I was bobbing my head. But then, you know, fucking Rich Spirit was
Does
on.
Does that
I was like,
go hard as that Baby Keem song?
No. N95 is good. Not Family Ties good. In terms of hardness.
What about 100 Mil by J. Cole? Is that a song he made?
Yeah. 100 million, I'm still on a grind. Yeah. 100 million, I'm still on a grind.
Her loss, what do you guys think of this like generation of just getting these high-profile collab albums? How do you
I mean,
feel
I think,
about
I think
this
it's
collab?
Great. I think 21 and Drake do good together.
They do great.
I thought about it on the way home from work today. I was like, Quavo and Travis Scott did.
What was that? Huncho Quavo?
Huncho
or
Quavo.
Not Huncho Jack.
That
Huncho
Jack. Prolific.
Right. No, it was good.
But not as
Black and Chinese.
But not as revered as when you talk about fucking Lil Durk and Lil Baby. Heroes and right, what was that one called?
The Voice of the Heroes.
Yeah. That was
I
awesome.
Don't even bang with that album.
I thought it was good.
Are man. You fucking kidding me?
The
dude?
Voice of the Heroes?
I like
dude.
That.
Name two songs. Without saying Voice in the Heroes.
No. I'm saying, are you fucking kidding me? Because you guys, both of you, were like, this is like the
it.
New wave. You were like fucking this album is incredible, this, that, and the other. And I was like, why the fuck are we talking about this album right now? Because I did not enjoy it that much.
Now, I like...
You, specifically. You, Dick Ryder, specifically, were on this album.
Me?
You were slobbing this thing like it was a chopped cheese and a Lucy, and they put pickles in it. You were fucking 4x4 animal style on this album, just going to town, getting real greasy with it.
Can I say something?
No, not yet. And you said this was like the best album that was currently out.
Can I say something?
What?
I don't bang with it anymore.
Why? Why did you change?
Because time goes on. And name two songs without saying The Voice or The Heroes.
I can't.
Top Hat featuring Travis Scott. That's it.
Can't do it.
That one and maybe some was I Need Medical. There's some song that's called I Need Medical. It doesn't last.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, since we're getting off topic,
how can we relate this back to
did
Her this, Loss?
Did the Her Loss album with a high level collab live up to its potential, exceed its potential, or flatline and kind of just stay mid?
I think it lives up.
It does.
Think about how much this first song, Rich Flex, blew up on the internet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, TikTok was around when the Voice of the Heroes came out, but like, there was no like memorable songs on it. Rich Flex, as soon as it hit the air, everybody who had content
started dogging Drake.
Just dogging him, dude. Just made all this content.
Dogging the boy.
And you can't help. I mean, I don't care if you don't like the album or not, but you can't help but sing that, hey, 21, can you do something for me?
Can
it's
you
catchy.
A little Rich Flex
and you're
for me.
Gonna remember that longer than whatever.
Forever.
The hero
forever.
Voice of the Heroes.
Anybody says 21 from now on. This is the new what's 9 + 10.
Right.
21. Yeah. I don't even remember that anymore. Yeah. I'm thinking if someone says 21, I'm saying 21.
And
can you do something?
Even if that's
man?
The only song people remember, they still are gonna remember that song. And they're gonna remember it hard.
This to me was so good of a collab album, Alex, that it made me go back and listen to What a Time to Be Alive. Now it reminded me that What a Time to Be Alive was better. A better collab album than this one was, but this lived up to the potential.
I think Future, I think in general, is just a better artist than 21 Savage.
More mature, for sure.
Okay, more
he
mature.
Did, he does add more. 21's verses were, like Alex said, like not hidden.
He's just very monotone. He's very chill.
He is very chill, but
I don't think 21 Savage really has ever shown signs of progression. I think he's just kind of flatlined.
I disagree.
He has good songs. Like, I love A Lot. I think that beat's awesome. I think he's awesome in that song. I like Running. Like, all that shit he did with Metro Boomin. But I also am not like, that was so much better than the old fucking song. It's just, it doesn't really progress.
I think I disagree with that. Think about where he's come from, right? And then he had J. Cole mentoring him, right? When his album came out, J. Cole's album. I forget what it was called. Middle Child? I don't know.
The but Off anyway, Season?
The Off Season. Thank you. And then he collabed with J.I.D. on...
Surround Sound.
Surround Sound. He sounded fire on that song. And then he came out with Drake on that last song on Honestly Nevermind. That song was kind of fire. I expected him to be a little immature on it, where I was like, if he ruins this song for me, the whole album is just in the garbage.
But
right?
Didn't we make a point also before that 21 is a really good feature artist, especially when it's a very good fucking beat with a good artist as well?
Yeah,
so
I don't
like,
know.
When he's on surround sound, that beat is
listen to what
fire.
You're saying, though. Like, wouldn't any of us be good if there was an A-class beat, A-class feature, A-class artist? Like,
but I'm saying that like in surround sound, I think that beat really made it pop for him. I don't think if you just acapella'd his verse, you'd be like, it's the same.
I agree. It's very mid-tier. And it's because of JID's energy and the flow of the song that gets 21 Savage to like pick up his pace.
21 Savage makes my head fucking bump. I'm not, but he's a mid-tier rapper.
I think that, I mean, this was like kind of a slower album. Drake leans between rap and R&B when he sings and shit. I think that 21 Savage, there was no like really hard beat on this album that made him go anywhere but his comfort level.
Pussy.
32 seconds is how long it took him to call you a pussy on this album.
No, I was doing his ad-lib from Jimmy Cooks.
I mean, that's what everyone was waiting for, was to see if he was still going to call you a pussy on this. Right. And it took him 32 seconds for him. Yeah. If you listen to Rich Flex, 30 seconds in, he's like, pussy, under his breath.
Yeah.
Hiding it.
Yeah.
But he did go crazy in Rich Flex and Major Distribution. But the point that Alex was making is that as the album goes on, 21 falls off. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Lil Baby, 21 Savage, Da Baby, Kodak Black. Best to worst rapper?
The best, Lil Baby. Then.
Going on bars.
Da Baby, 21 Savage, Kodak Black.
I think Kodak Black is at the bottom. I'll work my way up top, right? Kodak Black, obviously the worst. Okay.
Obviously.
He is a demon, okay?
He's a gremlin for sure.
Then we got 21 Savage. I think DaBaby does have more like personality when it comes to rapping, and I think that's why I'm putting him above 21 Savage.
I think he can solo those motherfuckers.
Lil Baby is leagues beyond any of these three, but Lil Baby, I think, is past the three, and he's at the top.
I'm in agreement. Out of his class, out of the XXL class, 21 Savage was in. So that's Yachty, Kodak, Uzi, 21, Denzel. And anybody else? Am I missing somebody? No, it was them five.
No, Anderson.
But in Lil his Dickie. Cypher, rather.
Oh, okay.
In his cypher. Number one cypher of all time, by the way.
Yeah,
by
still.
A lot. By
still.
A lot. Who's the best out of that crew? Rapid wise.
Denzel.
I mean, to judge Denzel on what he rapped in that freestyle, I don't think he was the best.
Out of that freestyle, you don't think he was the best?
I don't know. I gotta rewatch it.
You gotta rewatch it.
I gotta rewatch it.
Because I think he was the best in that freestyle. I think he is still the best lyrically, bar for bar. But then after that, has 21 improved since his XXL cipher?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He still has his energy, right? He still has that same, like, very chill energy. He's just expanded on what he raps about.
Not much.
You don't think so?
It's still killing.
I don't know.
Still killing.
You think he actually's killed people?
No. I think he's been associated with it. Atlanta crime right now is crazy.
I mean, but... Okay, take that for granted. You could be associated with Atlanta crime if you were in Atlanta.
But
just by knowing somebody.
You watched the Academics interview?
Which one?
With Flagrant 2?
Yeah.
Academics says that Lil Baby's album flop probably wasn't a flop, but didn't do as well as it could have because probably a lot of the shit he would have rapped about, he had to take out.
Yeah, it would have got him indicted.
It would have got him in trouble. Because Atlanta right now, the DA
is under them, on their asses for the RICO.
Mm-hmm.
Right, behind Young Thug and Gunna. And this is because Atlanta turned into like a mecca for hip-hop. We said this a billion times. It's like one of the best cities for hip-hop.
Yeah.
Artists came there, and then they made money making music, and then they figured out they could make money doing other shit. And they came from the street, so they just got involved in the street shit in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the music... Right now, they're thinking the music is really tied to the crime.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And the crime's only climbed since they moved
in. That's giving you, like, content to rap about.
Sure. It's like job security or something.
Yeah.
Dirty jobs.
It's like, that's the grind part, and the easy part's just rapping about what you grinded at.
So now that what you rap can bite you in the ass and put you in jail, Lil Baby can't rap about that shit. Supposedly 21 Savage can't rap about that shit. Anyone coming out of Atlanta right now who's involved in that shit... Kind of got to keep it on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
But that's beside the point. Did we want to recommend her loss?
I recommend
it. Yeah, it's not. It's definitely something you don't want to skip
out on.
I'm
going to tell you my favorite songs. Obviously.
Tissue, dude. There's tissue.
No, it's all
the first half of Rich Flex with Drake is good. I think when 21 Savage starts rapping, it
starts with 21.
Does it?
And then it switches to Drake.
Drake has the beat switch, which goes hard.
Oh, I guess I got to re-listen to it.
Just straight off the bat, discredited.
No, but Drake in the beginning, he's like 21. Would you do
right? Something? Sure. Okay. Oh, so you're saying that part's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 21 part is what? Also good or not?
I'm
good?
Having like a brain fart. I think Drake's actual rap part sucks.
After the beat switch.
No.
I think that sucks.
No.
I like the beginning where Drake's all fruity and shit.
Okay.
All right.
Zesty.
My other...
You would like that too, you fucking...
Then I like Back Pirate. Outside. Then I like Back Outside Boys. I thought that was a really good song. Okay. Treacherous Twins. Of course.
I like that one.
Why do you like the shit that's so borderline, like, questionable? Like,
what do you mean questionable?
You like the most sus
Imagine
shit.
Imagine two guys top of the rap game who are supposed to be hard and, you like, leaders and just calling themselves
Dude,
Treacherous Twins.
I'm telling you what I like.
That's like saying okay? Jake's my homegirl.
Save the Judgment. Bound for the punk.
You're my little twin.
You're my little twin.
Then I like Circo Loco. Okay, that one went hard. I like Pussy in the Millions with Travis Scott, of course. And then I liked Oceans and Broke Boys. Broke Boys goes hard.
Broke Boys is crazy.
I like Broke
On
Boys.
That BS, I think goes crazy. The one song on the
Middle
album,
of the Ocean.
Middle of the Ocean might be Drake's, I think, one of his top five lyrical performances ever. I mean, you can't listen to that song without the bar at the end relating to the bar before it.
Yeah.
And then after, and he chains it for the whole song, bro. It's nuts. Just sit there next time you listen to it. Try to listen to the bars as they come in, and like if it's a fucking piece of fax paper coming through, you can't keep up.
I couldn't keep up. But I did really like that song.
Yeah, me too. The whole thing was good. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. Now
I need it.
He's tired, so we should turn off the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go sweepy sweep.
So he's gotta go sweepy.
Right.
Uppies.
His belly hurts.
I uppies.
So we're gonna sign off with a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Wish everybody a good night.
Plug us in, Ron.
Got you. Make sure you go on Instagram, follow, comment, like, subscribe to the page at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure that you hit that intro, outro song so it's not sounding awkward while I'm tagging.
It's too late.
Damn. And then make sure you go on YouTube, check out all our videos. We got like at least 10 up on there right now.
Bro, we got like 30 up there now.
No, not 30.
Bro, we've been going hard.
Okay, no. We started at 148 with K-Ron. Now we're at 167. That's not 30.
It's 20-something.
Yeah, but that's not 30-something.
It's also not
10.
Okay, finish the plug.
I'm just saying, you go on YouTube, you check out the videos, you like it, you subscribe there too.
Help us out, brother.
Go on anchor.fm/WazooPodcast or go on Apple or Spotify. Check out the podcast if you just like the audio. But, you know, if you're on anchor.fm, you can drop a bag for your boys.
And don't forget, we're still giving this away.
We're going to be giving that away, what, next month?
No, next month. Episode 170 will announce the winner of the drawing for this album.
Do not fucking tag us. We do not count as your tag. Do not tag us.
Don't fumble the bag.
You
know
won't
the number one way
winner.
To get people to do stuff is to tell them not to do it.
Yeah.
So now they're all going to do that, but that's fine. We're still giving away Denzel's album. It's still going to be a banger. It's still open for another few weeks, so find us on Instagram, hit that up, repost it, and you will be entered to win.
Yes.
And we'll mail it to you. Anyway, it's been episode 168, boys.
Yes, sir.
Cool, man.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. We'll see you guys later.